Now, some of Prabhupada's statements which say that we are fully controlled by the material, the soul is fully controlled by the external material energy. Do they indicate that we have no free will? That the soul thinks.
In fact, I've seen a picture in the Bhagavad Gita
of a person being pulled by ropes, puppets. Yeah. See, there is a.
If I'm merely a puppet.
Yeah, I'll come to this point. See, there's a. We are puppets, but we can choose our puppeteer. Choose who is going to be pulling our strings.
I see.
See, basically, the free will is an innate characteristic of the soul. The soul's characteristic is consciousness. And consciousness, say right now, you are thinking of what I am saying. But you can choose to think of something else. I am speaking and I am trying to attentively focus on what I am speaking. But I can think of something else.
Sure.
So in that sense, where my consciousness goes, that's up to me. So I do have free will to pay attention to what you are saying. I have free will not to pay attention to what you are saying. Similarly, you have free will. At that level at least. I don't have the free will to fly like a bird.
Right.
You don't have free will to fly like a dolphin. But we do have free will. So let me complete this point. See, I'll come. See, basically, when we talk about free will, we have unlimited freedom within a limited framework.
Yes.
That means if there is a horse is tied to a pole. Now, as long as in the radius of the rope, within that the horse can go left, right, top, it can dance over there, it can stampede its feet, it can just, as a manual, just sit down and go to sleep. But it cannot go beyond the circumference that is made by the radius of the rope.
Have you heard Vaisheshek, who's the president of ISKCON Silicon Valley, talk?
Yeah, what is it about?
Same topic.
Yeah.
He uses the analogy that when you board a plane to fly, you have limited free will what you do as a passenger. But the overall route and your safe arrival is
exactly
beyond
correct.
Your control.
Correct, yeah, definitely. So you could say that the scope of our free will is limited.
Mm-hmm.
But the free will itself is not taken away. So when Prabhupada says that we are under the control of material energy, he is talking more in terms of the illusion of independence that we have.
Okay.
So, we do have some free will, but we are not absolutely independent. I'll just give a further explanation for this. You see, the Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, there's a verse which says, anyone who thinks I am the doer, that person is an illusion. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti uchyate. One who thinks I am the doer is simply deluded by arrogance, by ego. That's what 3.27 says. But then the same Gita at the end, when it is concluding, it tells Arjuna in 18.63, now you deliberate deeply and do as you desire.
Yes, that's a good point. If we didn't have free will, he wouldn't be saying that.
Yeah, and then after that, Arjuna also says, I will do your will. Karushye vachinam tava. And if you see the whole Bhagavad Gita, was spoken to persuade Arjuna to do something. Arjuna was thinking, I should not fight.
Yes.
And Krishna said that you should do your dharma, which is in this case is fighting. So it was obviously meant to get him to do something.
Yes.
And if he doesn't have free will, then what is the point of persuading someone?
Yes, the entire dialogue
becomes redundant.
Yes.
So what it means is that, say, going to the image of we being pulled by the strings, we are controlled. But as I said, we can choose our controller. We cannot be completely free from control, but we can choose who will control us. We can choose, say, within the material nature, there are three modes, goodness, passion, ignorance.
Right.
So say, if I want to study, and I go to a library, then I see everyone else is studying seriously, I feel inspired to study. I focus on study. But say I want to study and I go to my hostel room and say there are my room part, other students are playing video games over there. Just seeing that, I also feel like playing a video game. Or if I just go into my own room, I lock the door, I turn off the light, and the light is on, but I lie down on the bed, comfortable bed, and there I try to study. You know, that being on the bed, I just feel like sleeping. So see, basically, I have the choice should I go to library, or should I just go to some video game center, or should I go to my bed? Now, once I go there, to a large extent, what I do thereafter will be influenced by the circumstance. So, we could say the first situation, library, is like goodness. Going to a place where video games are being played, is video game center, is like passion. The is lying on the bed is ignorance. So it is, we could say that we are forced to act as we choose to desire. So if I desire to go into a particular situation,
yes,
then afterwards it's almost as if I'm forced to act. That situation will have its own force. So another example could be, say, if I'm in the ocean, and this is just hypothetical, but in the ocean also there are different currents.
Right.
Some current is moving eastward, some moving westwards, some moving north, some moving south. So now if I put myself in a particular current, I'll be swept away by that. Now, but still, okay, I can see the current is going this way, this current is going this way, this current is going this way, and I'm right now at a point, I can choose, should I go here, should I go here, should I go here. Now once I go there, I'll get swept away. But where I go is up to me. So like that, if you see in the image in the Bhagavad Gita where there are three puppeteers pulling, there are three of them. Now I can choose which one to be pulled by. So and the more we choose, say, goodness, then if within that itself, our knowledge increases. Sattvat sanjayate jnanam. The mode of goodness produces knowledge. And when knowledge comes, then we can better understand our conditions. And then through that awareness of our condition, then we can further choose to do those actions which will liberate us for it.
Okay.
So, you know, freedom is never taken away as effectively as it is taken away by giving the illusion of freedom. If I feel I am free while I am being bound, then I will not even strive to be free.
True.
But if I understand, I am bound. That's like if somebody is alcoholic and they want to drink alcohol, they will not even realize they are addicted. But if somebody is trying to recover from alcoholism, and then they're pulled. I don't want to drink. I resolve not to drink. But I'm being pulled towards it. Then they understand, hey, you know, there's something within me which is binding me. I have to fight this.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit hard of hearing.
Sorry. You can come here if you want. There's something within me which is pulling me. And I don't want to be pulled. That means I'm bound. I have to do something to resist. So it's, if a person is simply giving in to the desire, they may not even realize how forceful the desire is. But when they start resisting the desire, then they understand, oh, this is really forceful. I have to break free.
Yes.
So that means in the lower modes, in the modes of passion and ignorance, we are very much controlled. But we don't even realize that we are controlled.
And if you had experienced that from a little, being a small child,
yeah,
it may be self seem natural to you.
If
your father was an alcoholic, if your mother was an alcoholic, drinking is natural to you.
Yeah, but then if you get some disease and the doctor tells you, give up alcohol. You know, there's Oscar Wilde, he said, giving up smoking is the easiest thing in the world. I have done it hundreds of times.
that's true.
So it's only when we try to give up something, then we realize that, you know, it's not that easy.
Yes.
So basically,
yes.
Among the modes of passion, ignorance, goodness, you know, we have some capacity to choose. And the more we choose, say goodness, the more we can become free. So, our free will is right now limited. But the more we use it right, the more free will we can access more and more.
So, is the...